Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The Square Ball Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the show. It's brought to you in association with Levi Solicitors. 10% discount on your legal fees at levisolicitors.co.uk/thesquareball. Dan, Michael and Rob here to celebrate something that happened in 2014. An exciting time in the... an eventful time in the history of Leeds United.
There were exciting moments, not on the pitch.
Such as the one we are discussing today.
Well, I suppose, yeah.
A confusing time, I think it's fair to say. This was sort of our Nottingham Forest period, wasn't it? Just signing everyone. Mm. Didn't really matter if we'd heard of them or not. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah, so we just played Accrington in the FA Cup in real life at the time that we're recording this. So we are looking back on our game against them in the League Cup, the Capital One Cup, as it was back then in August 2014. On paper, it was a fairly routine 2-1 win against them, but far more happened on that day. As you know from the show title, this is the Square Ball Guide to the Kung Fu debut of Gaetano Berardi.
Right, let's show you how Leeds got on this evening in their game with Accrington. It's the first win for Dave Hockaday. It was comfortable in the first half. They took a 2-0 lead. Both goals coming from one of their summer signings, Suleiman Doucouré, on loan from Catania, the striker. That was his first. And 20 minutes or so later, just before half-time, he got his second. Nice finish as well. So that was 2-0 at half-time. He's looking to bounce back from that opening day defeat at Millwall, but got a bit of a scare with 6 minutes to go. James Gray pulling one back for Accrington, and then maybe these fans got even more concerned when they went down to 10 men. Gaetano Berardi receiving a straight red on his debut for a rather acrobatic challenge. He was off, but in the end it didn't matter. Leeds holding on to that 2-1 advantage and they are through.
That little chuckle there in the reporter's voice possibly tells you a lot about what that was like. Obviously, the footage is on YouTube of Berardi doing what Berardi was doing. We'll get to that in due course because this is the summer of Chelino, and it's always worth kind of framing where Leeds were at that time. So where were we?
A complete shit show is where we were, what we were. Yeah, we had Dave Hockaday in charge, someone who I think it's fair to say no one had heard of a couple of months before. We'd signed absolutely tons of players. Some of the players we were still trying to get rid of. We lost our opening game, but this was the first home game of the Hockaday era.
It's a short era, isn't it?
He doesn't feel like it wasn't long enough to be an era, was it?
No.
Was it
an age?
It definitely wasn't an age.
No, I
spell.
Can't, yes.
It's maybe a spell.
Yes.
As manager. I think we can call it that.
Not in the Harry Potter sense.
No. But so we lost to Millwall on the opening day, which was fine. We lose to Millwall. That's just what we used to do. We had been terrible. I think Hockaday had tried to say we were actually much better in the second half, but that's because they stopped playing.
That was, he brought Lewis Cook on, didn't he, to sort of salvage the game, and Lewis Cook gave away a penalty. But he was a child at the time.
He was. Fair. And this was Cook's first full debut. In this game.
Was this the first home game of the season then? So it would have come after the league opener midweek then?
Yes, exactly. So it was our first chance to see some of these players. So
it was, presumably there was a lot of excitement with the crowd?
Oh, it was a bumper crowd.
Of?
About 13,500.
How times have changed. Now we're selling out League Cup opening round games at Elland Road. But did either of you go?
I was there, yeah. I was quite close to the Berardi incident that we'll come on to talk about. For some reason, I was sat with Moscow in the east stand lower for this. I think it's just she could see it anywhere. I think it was one of those where there were tickets available for the whole ground all at the same price, and I thought, probably want to sit down for this one. Just rest my legs.
Take a cushion and a blanket.
Just rest my legs for the evening rather than standing up in the cop.
Leeds lineup then, who was in it?
Well, I've tried to piece together the formation from this as well, because Hockaday was forced to play the midfield diamond, wasn't he?
Yeah. Forced to play is the way of describing it, definitely.
Because Chelino liked a midfield diamond. So
poor Dave.
So I'm guessing...
Quite narrow.
I'm guessing the team was Stuart Taylor, also making his debut, that permanent sub-goalkeeper.
I'm going to say it's a very rare appearance for Stuart Taylor, isn't it?
He must have been fuming. I've left my gloves at home.
I don't even own any shin pads.
So you've got Stuart Taylor, you've got Charlie Taylor, Jason Pearce, Scott Wootton, good solid centre-back pairing.
Yep.
And then Berardi, right wing-back.
New boy.
Yeah, so that's his debut. We've got Lewis Cook making his first start in midfield, and alongside Tongi with Bianchi. I guess he was like the holding player of his day, wasn't he?
He was the championship Pirlo, wasn't he? That was how he was billed.
Along with Nicky Ajos, as Moscow calls him, is in there somewhere. I can only guess he was playing behind Smith and Dukara.
Yeah.
But really, who knows?
that's Matt Smith as well, Mathieu
Smith,
our half French boy.
Yeah, the Accrington team could go through it, but you probably wouldn't really know anyone. Windass, who plays for Sheffield Wednesday now, I think, or is it Wigan? Someone like that.
One of them.
he's in their team, and the man who will come off the bench to be kicked in the chest, Will Hatfield.
And set up the goal, actually.
Mm.
Former Leeds Academy prospect. I think he'd made the bench once against Spurs in the FA Cup at Elland Road. Never actually got on. So I think he was fuming not to be starting. But yeah, it did come on with 15 minutes to go and drive into the box and cut the ball back for their goal.
While we're on the subs, actually, another couple of things that happened in this game. No material impact on the game, or indeed on Leeds United. But Zan Benedicic came off the bench for his debut in this one as well. Do you remember that well?
Do either.
AC Milan, wasn't he? The excitement. God, this AC Milan wonder kid that we get in. He's going to be great.
He was tall as well. I remember being struck by how big he was for midfield, central midfield.
Eleonora Chirino's boyfriend, yeah, was him.
Right. That was him.
Yeah.
So we were at one of his two appearances. In fairness, I think he did get injured, didn't he? So he was, he maybe didn't have the chances he should have done.
On the subs front, Noel Hunt came off our bench along with Benedicic at the same time. And that was his final appearance for Leeds. That he came on for Ajos, didn't he? And Paul Leon replaced Dukara late on as well.
To a stand innovation, Dakara.
Is that right?
That's what one of the reports said. I don't remember it. I mean, I was in the East End, so I could sit down. So yeah. Whether or not it moved me to get off my seat, I don't know.
But, was it a seated, polite ripple of applause?
I would guess. I think he was good in this. He was good. But no Hunt, this is probably worthy of an episode in itself here, but we'd had Chelino calling him out, saying he was earning 25 grand a week, and which he wasn't by all accounts, but the truth in Chelino was... They didn't always match up, did they? No. He was like, well... That's the gist of it.
I'll just say
it was a lot of money.
Say some things.
So does it matter if it was wrong?
So we go 1-0 up 20 minutes in. Berardi with the assist.
Often forgotten, I think, that Berardi gets the assist.
I didn't remember this. It's a good goal, actually. Dakara takes it well. Ball gets played in swim. I think what's weird about it is Berardi wearing the number 12. I was watching it thinking something doesn't feel right here. And then it dawned on me that it's because he's wearing the number 12 and not the 28. But yeah, it's a good goal from Dakara. He did. I mean, he was a terrible player, but he did occasionally do sort of good things. The volley against Forest a few years later being the obvious one. But yeah, he takes his goal well.
And did you see the South Stand erupt?
No.
Do you not remember that?
Was there anyone in it? I can't
nope. say.
Completely empty. Fine. I mean, these games had a real pre-season atmosphere. There were a lot of cup games we had around this time where there'd be like somewhere between about 9 and 15,000 people there, and it was imagine it now, where you get a bit of a different crowd for cup games, don't you, because there's some extra tickets available, so you get kids there and stuff. It was like that, but everyone was miserable.
On all the goals scored at the south stand end of the stadium as well, so you missed out if you went in the cop end, didn't you? You didn't see all the action. He took his goals well, both of them.
Yeah, and at this stage with Dakara, this is only second game, so maybe he's brilliant.
He's he's still on loan at this point, isn't he? Is he not?
Yeah.
He's going to be loaning for about a couple of weeks. Then it was like, oh shit, we need to sign him permanently so we can loan more other randomers in.
Was it Catania we got him from? Something like that?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's, at this point, he's going to be the next big thing. I think he's Dakara. That was the real weird thing with this season. Absolutely every single thing pointed to it being a disaster, from Dave Hockaday to bringing in a load of players you've never heard of from a league that's not at all comparable to the Championship. But there was still a bit in my head going, what if it works? Like, there's something about everything changing that makes you think, There's
if
a chance.
If we chuck everything at the wall, something's going to stick.
There's a chance is going to work. And Dakara in this game would completely led us on.
We were a few weeks away from getting Adrian as well, weren't we? That was the big one.
the unicorn.
We've got like the heir to Zico coming in. It's going to be great.
It's funny, Hockaday, do you remember Hockaday's quotes after the Millwall game that preceded this one, where you hear what he says and you think, you're just projecting here, Dave? Because he said of Dakara, he said, he didn't do himself justice on Saturday at Millwall. He was a rabbit in the headlights. Are you talking about yourself there, Dave?
Dave Hockaday was always absurdly confident, I thought, as Leeds manager.
Yeah, it was, I spoke to Dom Poley on, not the summer just gone, the previous summer, and he was just like, he's a very strange man. Mm. He talked about how Dave Hockaday used this analogy of like a Disney film about how they were all a family.
Croods, wasn't it?
Yes,
that was it.
Every time I see the Croods on like the Sky Planner or Sky Cinema or whatever, I always think of this. No, I always think of Hockaday. We have that bond.
And yeah, Poleon was saying that we're all just sat there like, what is this guy on about? It's a bit awkward.
The Croods as well. It's not a Disney classic, I wouldn't say, is it? Like, I've seen it because I've got young kids.
It's no Lion King. It's no Lion King, is it?
No, and it's not. And as a result, because of the time it came out, it's not going to be a touch point for most footballers, is it?
No.
Like, Dave Hockaday has presumably seen it because of grandkids or something.
He thinks it's amazing.
But he's just obviously has loved it. And has talked to everyone. He's like, obviously, I've seen the Croods. Like it's one of the all-time, like it's Jungle Book or something. But yeah, the idea of him just going off on one about, you know, because in the Croods, this happens, if I'm being like,
oh, yeah.
They're on the bus to Millwall.
it's not like Titanic when the ship sinks, is it? You know, where everyone knows.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Spoiler alert. So Dakara has put us 2 up. They pull one back and are pushing for an equaliser. Accrington.
We've not mentioned Dakara's second goal, which is another delightful finish.
Well, he goes through the middle, doesn't he, and then cuts from his right foot to his left foot, and then properly curls it round the keeper. There we go. We've done it now.
Nice, but Lewis Cook's involved in this. This is it all starting to maybe fall into place.
Is it all going to gel, Michael?
Possibly, because Lewis Cook did look brilliant at this point as well. We'd seen we'd heard about him, and I think at this point, I think Chiellino had already said, "There's this guy in the reserves, Lewis Cook. He's brilliant." So he'd been talked up, and then in this game he was really good. And his little through ball, and then Dakara's running one way, knocks it between the defender's leg with his right. First time finish with his left.
And suddenly we've got a gem on our hands. Get him signed down, tied down permanently. Sign him.
Well, it's like with Lewis Cook. As soon as you saw him, it was, I wonder who he's going to join next, because you just knew he wasn't going to play for us for very long, because he was a complete class apart even at that age.
Yeah, and I think his career since has been obviously massively hampered by injury. I think he had a lot more potential than he has fulfilled, I think, because of injuries and at Bournemouth.
Speaking of potential, Dave Hockaday's quotes on Sulaiman Dakara.
What a weird thing to say.
Yeah, he looks impressive tonight. The thing about him is he's got potential. And my definition of potential is that you haven't done anything yet.
Cheers, Dave.
again, one of those things he probably said to him and he was thinking, fine.
I mean, Dakara of...
It's like in the Croods. There's about an hour in, there's a bit where he smashes this rock.
He's like
a little cave. He's the youngest of the cave baby things. And anyway, I'll lend you a copy. I've got it on DVD.
There's Dakara there who's, you know, being Senegalese, his first language is going to be French. Mm. Presumably just going, no, me oui, daddy, daddy. I will watch it.
Le Croud.
Merci, Le Croud. So Will Hatfield was on the receiving end of the scissoring from Gaetano Berardi. And it was late on. So they were pushing for an equaliser because Leeds did that Leedsy thing of looking comfortable. But it started to just get away from us. And one-time Leeds youth player, as you say there, Rob. So this is how he remembers Gaetano Berardi doing what he did.
I never actually felt it because he didn't really put 2 feet together. He like wrapped his legs around me. So I didn't really feel much contact. So that's why I didn't actually go down and make a meal of it. I was just so surprised. I was just thinking, what's he doing? It's like, he hasn't hurt me. Why has he done that? And again, I was obviously being a Leeds fan. I didn't want to start causing a stir and pushing and start a fight or anything. So because I was young as well, I just thought, you know what, I'm just going to keep quiet here. But if he did that to me now, 10 years on, I'd probably think, right, I'm going to go try and do a bit of a meal of it and probably square up to him, you know what it's like in football handbags. I was only young and I didn't want to upset the Leeds fans, so I thought I'll just I best not do anything.
Didn't want to upset the Leeds fans, God bless him.
I did put to him after that, like, oh, you know, knowing what we know about Berardi now, it's probably a good job that you didn't square up to him out ever. And he's like, no, I would have done now. Okay, you're a brave boy, mate.
Good, it's on the website, isn't it?
It is, yes.
That one, so have a look at that.
The feeling of what's he doing was, I think, what everyone thought in the stadium. Yeah. It was under, because it's not a challenge you see, isn't the double legs around the chest.
Like, not as a rule.
No, but you used to see, there's a type of bad tackle you used to see in football. There's like there's the one where you go over the top in someone's shin, there's the getting the knee from the side, there's the raking down the Achilles. There are lots of classic ways you can get sent off.
Yeah.
This, it was like
kung fu kick to the chest.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
I actually remember it as it wasn't until watching it back that he takes it well, Will Hatfield. Like, he just stays up on his feet. I presumed he was just crumpled up on the floor and needing urgent medical care. But no, he takes it well. And yeah, he did say to me that after the game, he sort of spoke to a few Leeds players and they were like, I can't believe he did that. I don't really know what happened there.
Well, only one man could possibly explain it, and that's Gaetano Berardi, who we spoke to just after he left Leeds. And it came up in conversation. So the point of this conversation is that I asked him if there's anything about his time at Leeds he might change. And he touched on the Accrington red card. Is this a sufficient explanation in your opinion?
I will change some little aspect in my character. I probably could have controlled something in a better way sometimes.
I mean, because you got sent off on your first appearance, on your debut, didn't you, in the cup game?
Yeah, but that was an accident. But in other moments, I probably had to control myself much better.
Because he doesn't count that in his red cards, does he? just an accident.
I've dropped a jar in the kitchen. It's smashed on the floor. I've had to clean it up. Had a bit of an accident,
and I've two-footed my wife in the chest.
it was an accident. It's one way to explain it, isn't it?
God, I miss him so much. Just hearing his voice then was lovely.
It was good fun. And it's like all these things that you can kind of look back upon the madnesses a little bit more fondly with the passage of time.
Interesting to see how he changed as well during his time at Leeds. Like the Berardi, watching him in this game, he's like a different man to the one that left, isn't he? Like even the appearance of him. I think it was only about 4 years in, you started realising how handsome he was.
Yeah, yeah. Handsome and a killer.
Well, we knew that at this stage.
Yeah. So in the aftermath of this game, we did make it through. And what was the follow-up?
Well, we were signing more players, was the first thing. Amongst them, some young Chesterfield centre-back called Liam Cooper. He was about to come in alongside Billy Sharp, and a guy who's going to really, really, you know, get the dressing room together. Yeah, just a real good guy.
What's his name?
Giuseppe Belushi.
Ah.
He was coming in too. Yeah. So, yeah.
And that was, we signed Cooper after trying to sign him. And then, did we release a statement saying we're not going to pay that transfer fee?
Yeah, which was 800 grand, wasn't it, I think?
And then, yeah, the opening day defeat to Millwall. You're like, no. Have all the money in the world.
Take it back. Yeah. Take it off the website.
Again, a classic bit of Chilino to be like, no, we're going to put out a strong statement. Then, I didn't mean it. What can you do?
Hey, take it off of the website. It's fine. I didn't mean it.
And in terms of taking stuff back, actually, we come to the next round, don't we, where Hockaday was almost sacked after a defeat against Watford, wasn't he?
Yeah. So 2 weeks later, this is August the 27th, this happens.
So we've lost to Watford and he's nearly sacked him. Then we go to Bradford.
Yeah.
And that is actually the end for him.
And it was all looking so promising as well. I remember it was a relatively close game, wasn't it? And then we scored. It was Matt Smith. We'll put us 1-0 up, 82 minutes. And you thought, we've probably done this now. No.
I remember having one of the most shambolic weeks of my life. Because I was working between Nottingham, where I was at uni, and Leeds, because it was the summer and I was kind of back home. And then the week of that Bradford game, I'd just started a new job in Nottingham and it was like my induction week. And then I think it was on the second day, they were like, we need a photocopy of your passport. You're not legally allowed to work for us. And I was like, well, my passport's in Leeds. So they basically sent me back to Leeds. I had to get a National Express back to Leeds, pick up my passport, get the National Express back. On one of those journeys, I managed to just pick up a virus or a bug or something. I spent the rest of all night just puking up at home. I had to ring my new job and be like, I know you've sent me home to get my passport. Well, now I'm ill and I can't actually come into work.
They were like, he's definitely lying.
Yeah, not a great first impression. And I started to feel a bit better later that day. And there was no internet in my house at that point.
Imagine that, kids.
I know. So I went out to the pub. I was like, right, I'm finally feeling sort of strong enough
to go to the pub.
To go to the pub to watch Leeds.
What an absolute hero.
With about 10 minutes left, I thought, oh no, fuck it, I feel terrible. I need to go back home. And then I got home and saw that we'd absolutely messed it up against Bradford. It was a great day.
I was hoping that story would end with you shitting yourself, to be honest.
No, not that one.
Plenty more though, that. Yeah.
You did mention before that you spoke to the wrong person when you rang Will Hatfield. Who did you speak to? What did they
have
to say?
Me and Moscow were watching the clip and we thought we just saw number 5 on the back of the Accrington player's shirt, and we saw that they had a left winger called Piero Mongoya or something. So yeah, I tracked him down and messaged him, and he was like, yeah, cool, I'll speak to you, just so you know, it wasn't me that got tackled. I was like, oh, sorry mate.
Should we have a chat?
Probably won't yeah. Speak to you then, if that's okay.
Well yeah, the postscript to it then is, after going 1-0 up at Bradford, 82 minutes, they scored on 84 and 86 and beat us and knocked us out of the cup, and Hockaday was sacked the day after.
This was when the game where Hockaday was doing his whispering to Junior on the sideline.
I don't know what I'm doing.
The pair of them just covering their mouths like, fuck, oh shit.
What do we do about this?
Can I get sacked, aren't we? Is it going to be enough for a new kitchen and the old payoff?
And that was Matt Smith's final act in a Leeds shirt as well, really, wasn't it? He was sold on the final day of the window the week after, having just signed a new contract in the summer.
And been given the number 9 shirt, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm.
Great days. I feel like every time we start these podcasts and Dan, you asked Michael, so where were we at the time? You always go, we were a complete shit show.
Well, it's all stuff from the last 20 years, isn't it, pretty much? So I think there was one where we were in a good place, but you know, not this one. And I went to that Bradford game and their way end massively turned. People were not happy with Hockaday being appointed in the first place. We'd had some, even though we managed to beat Borough, didn't we, as well under him, when Billy Sharp scored. But generally speaking, we'd played like absolute shit.
Yeah, and thankfully, we had Redders in for a bit, but then they brought in the steady hand on the tiller. That was Milanic, who lasted about just as long.
Another golden era, that was.
I mean, that is a separate show for itself. That is the TSB guide to Berardi's Kung Fu debut. We'll see you soon.
The Square Ball Podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.